In just a minute, Carl will test the rhyming skills of one of our listeners in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, it's spring, and maybe people are starting their gardens up, so we have a helpful tip to ensure really nice blooms in your flowering plants. Just give them what?
Organic fertilizer. No. Give them... That's what everyone here would do. You would give them... I'm sorry.
I'll give you a hint. It gives new meaning to the phrase potted plants.
Oh, what they really would do here. Give them... give them marijuana.
No, that's sort of like with plants, that'd be sort of Coles to Newcastle, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
Give them potted... You give them a beer.
Yes, you give them liquor.
Oh, well, see, I'm sorry. I really wasn't even thinking in those terms.
William Miller is a horticulturist at Cornell University, and he got a tip from someone who said they had used gin to really improve their flowers. So, as an experiment, he took some paper white narcissuses, or narcissi, and he gave the different plants gin, unflavored vodka, whiskey, white rum, gold tequila, mint schnapps, red and white wine, and pale lager beer. Turns out the hard liquors worked best, although all the plants showed a tendency, after a few treatments, to hit on really homely ficus trees.
See, I think the key there is one for me and one for the plant.
And one for me
and one for the
plant. It's blooming!
But there are the occasional combustions, too, like... Are you sure you're okay to photosynthesize, man? Yeah, I'm fine.
And then woody plants, of course, get the dreaded beer burl, you know. Tom, an ancient graveyard in Pakistan shows that Stone Age man, in addition to the rigors of living in the prehistoric world, had to endure trips to the what?
Oh, gosh. Trips, well, to the latrine? Well, of course they did. Let me think. A hint.
Every time they were told to rinse, they had, of course, had to run down to the stream.
Oh, yeah, a dentist.
They were
drilling teeth.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
Teeth from a 9,000-year-old graveyard in Pakistan's Baluchistan province provide evidence that Neolithic man had to go at dentistry with drills made of flint heads. Oof, yes, ouch. Unfortunately, the technology required for Novocaine had not yet been invented. The work was apparently quite complicated. The best part of dentistry back then, words sounded the same whether the drill was in your mouth or not.
You know, I think what that really shows is that they had far more highly developed language skills than we probably do today, because I don't think I could talk anyone into that.
Really?
Yeah.
We keep saying, oh, yeah, and they did it without anesthesia, because we haven't found any Neolithic anesthesiologists' giant clubs yet.
Exactly.
But we will find those.
Just imagine
those
standing
up
there with a huge stone club.
Count backwards from 100. 100.
I'll say, this may sting for a second.
Yeah. The last thing you hear an anesthesiologist say, what's that over there? Is that buffalo? Bam!